actors. Perhaps the gods were the disc builders. Ask about them, she said. A long conversation followed. Sometimes the older of the men would point to the sky. Liv and his father watched carefully. Finally, Silver nodded and turned to Kin.
Let's see if I get this right now, she said. There's a whole lot of gods about, but the top god is called Christos. The high priest lives at Rome. There was also another kind of god who created this world in 6 days. Anticipating your questions, she said, raising a paw to interrupt Kin, I asked for more details. This creator god has a lot of minor assistant gods with wings, and there's another lesser being called Saitan, who sounds like an alligator. There's a lot of other usual religious stuff, too.
6 days is too fast, said Kin. It'd take the company 6 years, even with prefabricated parts. Frankly, I'd put it all down as a myth.
It's unusually straightforward, Silver pointed out. In most myths, the world is usually made up from the supreme being's stepfather's pancreas, or the blood of the sacred beetle or something.
Kin frowned. Earth had plenty of religions, and had exported as many as she'd imported. For every sect of humans engaged in complicated ethnic time rituals, there was a group of saffron-dyed Shandi drumming and chanting through the frozen Shandi streets. Generally, company people, being in the creation business, didn't bother with religion, or went along with something basic and non-controversial, like Wicca or Buddhism. Kin had drunk of many cups in her time, just out of curiosity. Stand up, kneel down, climb a mountain, chant, go naked, whirl, dance, fast, abhor, gorge, pray. Sometimes it was enjoyable, but it was always introverted, unreal. Liv's father spoke at length to one of the priests, who spoke to Silver. Silver laughed and replied.
He wants to buy the Valhalla oven, she translated.
The what?
The dumbwaiter. He says that he knows that in Valhalla all men eat and drink endlessly, and now he knows it is because they have these ovens that grind out food and drink.
Tell him it's not for sale. She looked directly at Eirik Rauder, Red Eric. Back on Earth there was a worn mound in the heart of Valhalla where the water from the 5 inland seas spilled over into the long fjord. Eric's beard, they called the water. Red Eric had been buried in the mound. It was a big tourist attraction. Silver took a deep breath.
He also wants us to adjust the sun, she said.
The man, seeing Kin's face, began to speak slowly in Latin.
There has been spring in winter, he says. The sun has sometimes dimmed. On several nights the stars have flickered and, something happened to one of the planets.
Kin stared. Then she walked into the hall where Silver had deposited the dumbwaiter and dialed for a big cup of the sweet ale. She brought it back and put it in Eirik's scarred hands. Tell him that was our fault. Tell him that if only we can learn the secrets of the world, we will replace the planet and do what we can about the sun. Did he say the stars flickered?
Apparently this is expected. The aforesaid Christos was born almost 1,000 years ago, and it is widely believed that he will come again around about now. Take a look at the sea, will you?
Kin turned. The waves were lashing at the beach, even here. She could hear the thunder of the storm out in the open sea, but the sky was blue, windless. I said the disc wasn't a reliable artifact, she said. It sounds like its governing systems are going wrong. Eirik doesn't seem all that worried, Silver.
He says he's seen and heard of a lot of gods. He can take gods or leave them alone. If we can repair the weather, he will give us much timber.
Timber? Silver turned to look at the village.
It seems to be a scarce commodity here, she said. Notice the lack of trees.
This could be the climatic optimum, Kin told herself. On Earth it had been. The northern expansion had taken place during a long warm spell, when even a strip of coastal Greenland was reasonably habitable. Here, on some nights, the stars flickered out. Marco and Kin spent the night in the hall, although Silver opted for the chill air of the boat. No one had attempted to bundle Kin off with the women. Goddesses were different. She lay looking at the glow of the fire.